All right, so picture this. You're an entrepreneur and you've got this amazing idea, right? You've poured everything into creating a killer product or service, but then you hit this wall. How do you actually make money from it?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is. It really is. That's where monetization strategies come in. And in this deep dive, we're going to unpack a whole bunch of ways to turn those entrepreneurial dreams into cold, hard cash.
Exactly. And the thing is, there's no one right way to monetize. It all depends on what you're selling, who you're selling it to, and what your goals are as a business.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So, like a good chef, you got to have the right tools for the job.
Yeah.
And there are tons of tools in that monetization toolbox.
Oh, yeah.
We've got the classics like the freemium model, offering a free version to hook people in, then they upgrade for the good stuff,
Yeah.
Spotify, Dropbox, that kind of thing.
Right. But the trip is, how do you actually get those free users to convert to paying customers?
That is the challenge,
Right.
right? You got to find that sweet spot between giving enough away for free to keep them interested, but also making that paid version look totally irresistible.
Exactly. One way to do that is by strategically limiting the free version. So maybe they get limited storage, or they can only create a certain number of projects. Suddenly, that paid version starts looking pretty good.
It's all about highlighting those pain points that the free version doesn't quite address.
Right. And another thing you can do is offer free trials of the premium features.
Ah, so they get a taste of the good life and then they can't go back.
Exactly. Give them a little taste.
I like that.
Yeah.
Now, another model that's super popular these days is the subscription model. Think Netflix meal kits, even software like Adobe Creative Cloud.
Oh, yeah. Subscriptions are everywhere.
It's all about that recurring revenue stream, right? Building those long-term relationships with your customers.
Yeah, and it's predictable income, which is great for a business. But the big challenge with subscriptions is churn, people canceling their subscriptions.
Yeah, churn can be a real killer. So how do you keep those subscribers happy and engaged enough to stick around?
Well, you got to keep things fresh, constantly offering new content, new features, things that give them a reason to stay.
Yeah, so it's not a set it and forget it kind of thing.
Nope, you got to stay on top of it. And personalization is huge too.
What do you mean by that?
Well, think about Netflix, right? They don't just show you a random list of movies. They give you recommendations based on what you've watched before. It makes you feel like they get you.
Makes a more personalized experience.
Exactly. And that makes you way more likely to stick around as a subscriber.
Now, speaking of unique experiences, sometimes you've got a product that just screams one-time purchase. That
Yeah.
classic, you buy it once and it's yours forever kind of deal.
Yeah, like that amazing kitchen gadget or a piece of furniture that'll last a lifetime.
Right. The one-time purchase definitely still has its place.
Yeah.
But how do you make that work in a world where everyone seems to be going the subscription route?
Well, you got to focus on quality and durability. Convince people that this one purchase is at an investment.
It's about selling that long-term value proposition.
Exactly. And it's about knowing your niche. Who are those people who still value that classic buy it once model?
So it seems like choosing the right monetization model really boils down to understanding your audience and the kind of relationship you want to build with them. But let's shift gears a bit and talk about the content creators out there. How are they monetizing their expertise and their audience?
Well, one popular way is through sponsored content.
That's where brands pay you to create content featuring their products or messages, right?
Exactly. Think about YouTubers who seamlessly weave brand mentions into their videos.
Yeah, but it's a delicate balance, isn't it?
Yeah.
You got to maintain authenticity and not alienate your audience.
Oh, absolutely. Transparency is key. You got to be upfront with your audience about the sponsorship and choose brands that align with your
That's
values.
got to be a genuine fit.
Right. And let's not forget about digital products, ebooks, online courses, templates, things like that.
Ah, yeah, that's where content creators can package their knowledge and skills and sell it directly to their audience.
It's a great way to generate passive income. Create the product once and sell it over and over again.
But the digital marketplace is pretty crowded these days.
It is. So you got to make sure your product offers something truly unique. You got to solve a specific problem or help people achieve a specific goal.
And then there's merch.
Oh, yeah. Merch is a great way for content creators to build their brand and connect with their audience.
It's like turning fans into walking billboards.
Exactly. And it can be a surprisingly lucrative revenue stream. But you got to think about logistics, inventory, shipping, all that stuff.
Sounds like a whole other beast to tackle.
Yeah.
But I bet it's pretty cool to see someone out there rocking your merch.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Now, let's not forget about the world of software. That's where monetization is constantly evolving.
True, we've talked about SaaS, But there's some other interesting models out there, like API access.
Right. API access is where you let developers tap into your software's power and charge them for usage.
So that's like giving them the building blocks to create their own software masterpieces.
Exactly. Stripe, the online payments company, they built their empire by letting other businesses use their payment processing API.
But I imagine security is a huge concern with API access.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You got to make sure everything is locked down tight. And documentation is key. You got to make it easy for developers to understand how to use your API.
So you're not just selling a product, you're selling an experience.
You got it. Now, speaking of companies that are doing interesting things in the software world, have you heard about ServiceNow?
Yeah, they're a big player in the enterprise software space, known for their workflow and automation solutions.
Right, and they're making a big push into the lead-to-cash market.
So they're trying to streamline that whole process of turning leads into paying customers.
Exactly. Ugh. They're all about making things faster and more efficient. Less technical debt, faster implementation times.
It's about making the whole process as smooth as possible.
Exactly. And I think that's a key takeaway for any entrepreneur. No matter what monetization model you choose, you got to focus on creating a seamless experience for your customers.
It's about removing friction and making things as easy as possible for people to do business with you.
Right, because at the end of the day, a happy customer is a paying customer.
And happy customers are good for everyone. All right, we've covered a lot of ground here, from freemium to subscriptions to API access and everything in between.
Mm-hmm.
And it's clear that the monetization landscape is vast and varied.
It really is. And what's exciting is that it's constantly evolving. There are always new opportunities emerging for entrepreneurs to explore. And that's what's so cool about it, right? There are so many different ways to approach monetization. It's not about finding the one right answer. It's about finding what works for you and your business.
Like a giant buffet of options.
Exactly. And I think the key is to not get so caught up in the mechanics of each model that you lose sight of the bigger picture.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it's easy to get caught up in the how-to, like how do I set up a subscription service? How do I create an affiliate program? But you got to step back and ask yourself, how does this fit into my overall business strategy?
It's got to be part of a bigger plan.
Exactly. How will this monetization model impact my growth, my scalability, and my customer relationships?
Right. It's not just about generating revenue.
Again,
it's about building a sustainable business.
Exactly. For example, if you're aiming for rapid growth, a subscription model might be a better fit than a one-time purchase model.
Because subscriptions give you that recurring revenue stream.
Right. And that can help fuel your expansion.
And if you're building a product that requires constant updates, a subscription model lets you deliver those updates seamlessly.
Exactly. It's all about finding that sweet spot where your monetization model aligns with your long-term vision.
I like that. Now let's flip the script for a second and talk about how monetization can actually enhance your customer relationships.
Interesting. How do you mean?
Well, instead of just thinking about how to extract value from customers, how can you use monetization to create value for them?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I think a lot of people view monetization as a necessary evil, but it doesn't have to be that way.
It can actually be a way to reward your loyal customers.
Exactly. Think about things like offering exclusive perks to your paid subscribers, early access to new features, behind-the-scenes content, personalized discounts, stuff like that.
Makes them feel special.
Right, and it strengthens that relationship.
But with so many companies going the subscription route these days, isn't there a risk of subscription fatigue?
Oh, yeah. That's a real thing. People are getting bombarded with subscription offers left and right.
So how do you stand out in that crowded market?
It's all about differentiation. What unique value are you offering that makes your subscription worth it? Maybe it's a hyper-personalized experience, exceptional customer support, or a truly innovative product that solves a problem no one else is addressing.
It's got to be something special.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to experiment with different pricing tiers. Some people might be happy with a basic plan while others want all the bells and whistles.
Give people options.
Exactly. Now, what about the entrepreneurs who are just starting out? Maybe they don't have a huge marketing budget or a team of developers.
What are some low-cost ways they can start monetizing their ideas?
One of the most powerful strategies for early-stage entrepreneurs is affiliate marketing.
That's where you partner with other people who promote your product and earn a commission, right?
Exactly. It's a great way to leverage the reach of others and tap into new markets.
And it's performance-based, so you only pay when you make a sale.
Right. But the key is finding the right affiliate partners. People who genuinely believe in your product and whose audience aligns with your target market.
It's all about quality over quantity.
For sure. Now, we've talked a lot about digital products, but what about physical products? Are there any specific monetization strategies that work well for them?
Yeah, that's a good question.
One strategy that's gaining traction for physical products is pre-orders.
Pre-orders, you mean where people can order a product before it's actually available?
Exactly. Pre-orders are great because they generate upfront capital that you can use to fund production.
So it helps with cash flow.
Exactly. And they also give you valuable insights into customer demand. You can see how much interest there is in your product before you even start manufacturing it.
So it's like a built-in market test.
Exactly. And pre-orders can also create a sense of excitement and anticipation around your launch. Right. Now, one thing I want to emphasize is that you don't have to limit yourself to just one monetization model.
Oh, interesting. You mean you can mix and match?
Exactly. Hybrid monetization strategies are becoming increasingly popular.
So you could offer a freemium version of your software, but also have premium paid features.
Exactly. Okay. Or you could sell physical products, but also offer online courses or coaching services.
It's about diversifying your revenue streams.
Right. And creating a more robust business model.
I like that. So it's all about being creative and finding the right mix of strategies that work for you.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like having your cake and eating it too. You get the best of both worlds.
Exactly. And speaking of finding that perfect balance, we can't talk about monetization without talking about pricing.
Oh yeah, pricing. That's the big one.
It's one of the most important decisions you'll make as an entrepreneur, but it can also be one of the most intimidating.
It's like you're walking a tightrope, right? Price too high and you scare people away, price too low, and you're leaving money on the table.
Exactly. So how do you find that sweet spot, that price that's attractive to customers, but also profitable for your business?
That's the million-dollar question.
Well, there's no magic formula, unfortunately. But there are some key principles that can guide you.
Like what?
Well, first and foremost, you need to understand your value proposition. What problem are you solving for your customers? What makes your product or service unique?
It's about knowing what you bring to the table.
Exactly. And once you understand your value proposition, you need to research your target market. What are they willing to pay?
So you got to know your audience.
Right. And don't forget about your competition. What are they charging? How does your offering compare?
It's like doing a little competitive intelligence.
Exactly. Once you've gathered all this information, you can start experimenting with different pricing models.
So it's a process of trial and error?
To some extent, yes.
Ugh.
But you can use data and analytics to help you make informed decisions.
And remember, pricing isn't static. It can change over time.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. As your business grows and evolves, your pricing strategy should evolve too.
Now, let's talk about something that's often overlooked when it comes to monetization. The customer experience.
Ah, yes. The customer experience. That's so important.
But how does that relate to monetization?
Well, think about it. A positive customer experience leads to happy, loyal customers.
And happy, loyal customers are more likely to spend money.
Exactly. They're more likely to make repeat purchases, upgrade to premium plans, and recommend your product to others.
So investing in the customer experience is actually an investment in your monetization strategy.
Absolutely. It's all about creating a seamless, enjoyable, and value-driven experience for your customers at every touch point.
So from the moment they discover your product to the ongoing support they receive.
Exactly. Every interaction should reinforce the value they're getting.
It's about building relationships.
Yeah, exactly. Now, before we wrap up, I'm curious, what are some of the emerging trends in monetization that you're seeing?
Ooh, good question. One trend that's really interesting is the rise of microtransactions.
Microtransactions, like in video games.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Instead of paying a large upfront price for a game, players can purchase small in-game items or upgrades.
And that model is starting to spread to other industries as well.
It's like a pay-as-you-go approach.
Exactly. Another trend I'm seeing is the increasing importance of personalization and data-driven monetization.
So using data to create a more tailored experience for each customer.
Exactly. And I think we'll continue to see the lines blurring between different monetization models. Hybrid strategies will become more and more common.
It's all about being flexible and adaptable.
Exactly. Well, I think we've covered just about everything there is to know about monetization, from the classic models to the emerging trends, from pricing strategies to the importance of the customer experience.
It's been a great conversation.
I agree. I hope our listeners have found it helpful.
I'm sure they have. Remember, monetization isn't a one-size-fits-all endeavor. It's about finding the strategies that work best for you, your product, and your audience.
And don't be afraid to experiment and try new things.
The world of monetization is constantly evolving. So stay curious, stay informed, and never stop innovating. That's all the time we have for today's deep dive. We hope you enjoyed this exploration of monetization strategies. And as always, keep diving deep. We'll see you next time.